This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick with the Pope and Terry Schiavo. We've all heard a lot in the last weeks about planning for the end of life. One central decision, where to spend our last days, the hospital or hospice or home. If you live in Oregon, you are more likely than those elsewhere to die in your own bed. Oregon has the highest rate of at-home deaths of any state in the country. It's also the place that passed the unique assisted suicide law. Colin Fogarty of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports on the state's unusual end-of-life outlook.
Stuart Mudge is getting his vital signs taken by a nurse in his living room.
Okay. 112 over 70.
One what?
112 over
70. 112 over 70. That's pretty good.
The 79-year-old is dying of respiratory disease and says he enjoys his nurses more for their beauty than their care.
But like I say, for these girls here, it's 60 years too late. They have a good sense of humor. They're fun to be around, you know.
They have to with you.
Huh?
They have to with you.
That's Stuart Mudge's wife, Mildred. He jokes that after 53 years of marriage, she's the boss. But it's Stuart who's decided that at this point in his illness, he doesn't want heroic medical treatments, such as a ventilator or a feeding tube. Hanging on the bedroom door is a bright pink advanced directives form, saying that whatever care he does get should be at home.
This is where I can't take it, I'll just say no more. Let me die. Not nice to think about. I mean, we're all terminal. Every one of us are terminal. We're going to go sometime.
And you're counting on hospice to...
Look after me now. I want to do is live until I die. That's all I want.
It's a wish his nurse, Melissa Shurup, says hospice will honor.
Our role is not to come out and cure. It's to make what life he does have left as comfortable and the best quality of life that he can have.
Hospice is available in every state, but in Oregon, the rate of hospice use is among the highest in the nation, and more Oregonians die at home per capita than in any other state. Oregon's advanced directives law is considered one of the most progressive in the nation, and it was passed well before voters here approved the only assisted suicide law in the country in 1994.
This is not about the Death with Dignity Act.
Dr. Susan Toll is with the Oregon Health and Science University's Center for Ethics.
This is purely about living wills, advanced directives, personal choice, and getting those choices followed. Our goal has not been to restrict or decide. It has been to empower.
Toll says Oregon's collection of end-of-life practices and policies came about partly because it's a small state where the medical community is flexible. One other factor is that regular church attendance in Oregon is the lowest in the nation. Ann Jackson with the Oregon Hospice Association says that's made for a more frank and pragmatic approach to end-of-life issues, including assisted suicide.
The Death with Dignity Act has probably had more positive impact in the state of Oregon than negative. People can have open and honest conversations about their fears at the end of life and not alarm a healthcare professional.
But opponents of assisted suicide, such as Dr. Bill Toffler with the group Physicians for Compassionate Care, bristle at the notion that Oregon's one-of-a-kind law has been anything but a blot on an otherwise positive record in end-of-life care.
Because assisted suicide is not taking care of the suffering or the difficulties that in the end of life, it's eliminating the sufferer. So how can it possibly improve end-of-life care when all it is doing is getting rid of the person's life?
Despite such disagreements, few argue with statistics showing that assisted suicides are exceedingly rare in Oregon, about 30 a year. In fact, one study found patients are 100 times more likely to ask about assisted suicide than actually follow through. End-of-life experts say those are exactly the kind of conversations that commonly lead to an order for hospice care. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland.